passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
Final hour has arrived. The big news coming from Ann Arbor today, where the University of Michigan backed down. They agreed to the 3-game suspension by Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti. Harbaugh will miss the game in College Park on Saturday. He will also miss the Ohio State game, and then that presumably will end the Big Ten's investigation. It will not end the NCAA's investigation, but it will likely preclude the public, at least, from finding out what this case is really all about until much later when they no longer care what it was about. William, our resident, I've been drinking too much already, our resident legal analyst is joining us now from Maryville, Tennessee.
Hello, Paul. You know, after Shannon's call, I thought that was an outstanding call, and I'll carry her briefcase any day of the week.
So William, tell me this. We've never heard from her before. You're a lawyer of many years. What do you think? What do you think she does for a living, and in what respect? I mean, I know she's a lawyer.
Well, she's obviously been in a courtroom before, and she's very analytical and had some great arguments. I would add one thing, though, Paul, and I agree that Michigan caved because they're going to lose, but I think I saw something, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Harbaugh said he was going to be at this hearing tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, if he had walked in that courtroom tomorrow and the court had allowed it, the Big Ten could have called him as what's called an adverse witness, which means you put the other side on the witness stand and you can ask them leading questions. And if I'm Harbaugh's lawyer, I want to keep him away from a deposition or a witness chair. I don't want him under oath answering anybody's questions. And if he'd walked in that courtroom tomorrow, he could have been subject to that without notice. Now, the court would have had to allow it and allow live testimony versus affidavits. But Harbaugh does not want to be under oath anywhere, Paul. And that's one of the reasons they're not having a hearing tomorrow, because, you know, the punishment is so tepid. It's just not even – it's not even hardly relevant. And, you know, if they lose one of these games, they lose a game and maybe they make the playoffs or they don't. But it's not like they're vacating wins or being fined a whole lot of money. And Shannon's right. They caved because they were going to lose, and also because the court could have made a finding that the Big Ten was likely to prevail on the merits of this lawsuit.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, if you go back to what Harbaugh said on Monday in that simply meandering, bewildering, incoherent news conference, I mean, can you imagine having, you know, getting him in front of a crowd? He has a degree in something. I don't know what, but certainly he is not proficient in the law.
Well, and calling him as an adverse witness, probably something he wouldn't be prepared for. You know, it would be like shooting fish in a barrel, because he's going to say something stupid or he's going to refuse to answer the question. And it's either way, it's no win for him. And Michigan had to avoid that courtroom tomorrow.
And one more thing, do you agree with what she said? And I think it was a pretty sapient point they tried to bully Tony Petitti and they failed miserably. I mean, they threw a lot of dirt at him last week.
Oh, no doubt they tried that. No doubt.
Well,
that they
and now too, William, they get their big noon crew of Woodson and Urban Meyer, and they'll all say this was a brilliant move by Michigan. So they'll be able to spin it to an audience which is not exactly consisting of former Supreme Court justices, and Michigan fans will be happy to believe whatever they hear.
And, Paul, I still don't understand, and I've not looked into it, I still don't understand how they were able to file for this temporary restraining order or preliminary injunction in the state of Michigan. I still wonder why there wasn't something in their Big Ten documents that required them to file in Indianapolis or
the decision came down from Chicago, which is where the Big Ten headquarters is, the Big Ten, which represents schools from Pennsylvania, across the country. No, I don't understand that either. And maybe that was going to be part of the sidebar tomorrow. Where, I mean, I don't think the Big Ten ever tried to undo that, because they probably maybe they also knew this thing was never going into a court tomorrow.
Well, that's the one that perplexes me, because you know all the language about the talk about the Michigan judge and the hometown advantage, and I'll still not figure that one out. But again, they don't want to air their dirty laundry in a courtroom, Paul.
I am terribly disappointed. I was there for the dirty laundry. Thanks, William. Appreciate it. Were you there for the dirty laundry, Randy? If you were there for that, we just heard I-Man's diatribe. Let's get to some reality here by a sane caller, someone even-keeled. Legend is next.
Order in the court! Order in the court! All you Feinbaum lawyers are out of order. Augie, you're out of order for being an idiot. William, you're out of order for that white hat you're wearing. You look like a Yellowstone lawyer. And all you Feinbaum lawyers are out of order for calling the show when your ass ought to be up in court representing your clients. You're out of order. Order in this damn court. Thank you, Judge. Powell, hey, ain't
legend,
nobody been in court more than
hold
me.
On, legend, let me take off my Alabama hat here for a second. I don't want anybody to see. They might think I'm biased as I rule this court.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nick Saban's in the jury box.
Miss Terry is the foreman.
Miss Terry is the foreman. Yeah, legend's the jailer. But all y'all in jail. All y'all are going to jail, brother. All y'all going to jail. Paul got down to the TV studio today. Got a chance to hang out with the great Tony Curry, Joe O'Neill, and Kip Kiefer. Shot the show. It'll air this Saturday on ABC 3340 at 10:30. The starting lineup. And as I walked in the building, our assistant, Miss Ashley, the producer, handed me a handful of fan mail, Paul.
Oh, my goodness, you're getting fan mail.
Woo, the legend getting fan mail. I like to fell out, man. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. That went from death row to getting fan mail at the TV station. Of course, I put some surgical gloves on and made sure there wasn't no anthrax in it or anything when I opened it. But, Paul, somebody asked me today about you and Ric Flair being in this big whatever's going on. And they asked me about the Feinbaum show. And I told them, man, look, on the Feinbaum show, there ain't no laws. They just sports outlaws. And Paul's a friggin' sports outlaw. And let me say this, Ric Flair. I had a lot of respect about you, dude. Everybody knows me know I do the Flair on the show sometimes. I respected you as a wrestler. You was the greatest wrestler in my mind that ever lived, brother. But as a former wrestler, you are a punk, a chump, and a wuss. If I had you in the ring, I'd put about 5 legend elbows on your ass and knock you out and show the public what a little weasel you have turned into, Ric Flair. Paul Feinbaum is a friggin' sports outlaw. You in the wrong arena. You in the wrong ring. You better step to the wrestling. Keep yourself in the wrestling ring, because in this ring, Paul Feinbaum will destroy you and turn you into the little irrelevant weasel you have become, brother. So shut your ass up and sit down. Nobody cares who shook your hand. I don't blame Kirby for not shaking your hand. Go to Michigan where you belong. And if you don't know that, know this. A Southern man don't need your ass around anyhow. Now, Paul, I'd like to ask you about a smelly fish or two.
Okay.
What do you think about Oregon State minus 2.5? Don't you think that's a smelly fish?
So you're saying you think it's either a sucker bet or you think it's too low?
I think Oregon State's going to beat them at minus two and a half.
Sorry, I misunderstood. I like Oregon State to win the game.
Yeah, well, minus 2.5 because all the
smelly
public's on Washington right there. That's a smelly fish. I'm going to tell you another smelly fish, Paul. I-Man minus 50 against Insanity U. So I want to tell you something. That dude is straight insane. He is eat up with Nick Saban. You are eat up with Nick Saban, I-Man. You are the most pathetic caller. You might as well go in retirement with that fake-ass weasel old geezer Jim. Thank God he don't call the show no more. The show is so much better without his seven calls a day because your take has gotten old and pathetic, just like you, loser. You're a loser. That's all you are, just like Jim Augie, White Trash Incorporated. You ought to keep Nick Saban out of your mouth. You can't name five players on your own team, and AJ's a better damn caller than you are, brother. That's a damn fact. Now, Paul Fry, get out. Let me just say one thing. Love Booger McFarlane, man. That dude, listen, my Colts wouldn't have won a Super Bowl without Booger McFarlane. He knows it. Talk to him sometime. Peyton Manning, six times the number one seed in the AFC, never got to the Super Bowl as a number one seed. Number five seed, we make a trade for Booger McFarlane in season, win a damn Super Bowl. Booger McFarlane, you Blue Nation, baby, forever. I love you. You ought to be promoted big time on that show. Woo! Paul, me and you, brother, Sports Outlaw, going to ball to the day we fall. Legend has left the building.
LB is next.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
LB, how are you, my friend?
Oh, man, I had to take a blood pressure medicine. Your producer was gracious enough for a rebuttal for that shameless advertisement about an hour ago.
That was very weird.
Yeah, and let me tell you, that was worse than all four of my divorces combined.
Ooh, you've been married and divorced four times. I didn't realize you've been divorced four times.
Yeah, you've asked me about that before.
Well, I know, but... I remember one of your marriages very well.
Well, yeah, but you emceed it almost down at WAPI.
Sure did. I sent this guy to have dinner at a local sponsor.
PT's.
On me. And
yeah, Pete and Tim.
Yeah, I thought they kind of thought they'd pick up the check. I didn't realize this guy on the phone right here was going to rack up a couple $100 liquor bill.
Well, it's $300.
Well, it took me a long time to pay that $300. I think I may still be paying the Bakakis family interest on that loan.
Yeah, you said you had it in your nightstand.
I didn't.
Well,
I didn't
anyway.
Want you to think I didn't have it.
Yeah, well, you said one time.
I said,
oh,
yeah, go
caller.
Down there. I figured they'll get the dinner. I'll pick up some ancillary. They may have gotten your hamburger and onion rings, but I got stuck. I mean, what did you drink that night?
Beef eater and tonic. That was my go-to.
And how many did you have?
Gee whiz. A good bit. I know we tipped the waitress almost $100.
You tipped the waitress what?
Almost $100. Oh. The bill was $300, Paul.
Yeah, I remember paying the waitress tip, too.
In 87.
Yeah.
But anyway, you'll be happy.
Anyway, I'm glad that we got the. What's this been, 30 years since this happened?
I don't know, 1987?
Longer than that.
Yeah, right. We're old.
5 years.
But, well, I haven't had a drink in 27 years, so you ought to be happy about that.
I haven't picked up a tab in 37 years, so we're even. Hey, we have to run. We're up against the break. Back with much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and Bees is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mr. Paul. Love the show. Y'all
Thank
are the best.
Appreciate
I'm
that.
Fine, sir.
Good to hear.
Yes, sir. Hey, I think real quick, the booger thing was, I think I remember him talking about it, was given to him by grandparents, and he's always running around being a little booger.
Oh, that's right.
I believe that's correct. And, Paul, I got to go to Baton Rouge. Well, I took the little lady over there for a late birthday.
Oh, wow.
And went to the game. Tell you what, Jaden Daniels is more impressive in person than he is on TV.
I can imagine.
That guy, wow. And, Saturday morning, out on the Riverwalk, I ran into Cole, I guess he was doing the game, and he was actually in the booth.
Oh, really?
Calling the game instead of sideline. And
the personnel changed because I think Jordan Rogers was in Lexington with us doing the Alabama game.
Ah, I got you. But yeah, he was nice to meet him. He was a good guy. And Daniels is just incredible. Got to see, you know, a football record made.
Yeah, you know, Monday I wondered about the Heisman, and I still think he has some problems. But in terms of what Booger said, I agree with Booger. I mean, there is nobody better.
No, he steps on the field. He's the best. And, you know, that's why Dallas tried to put the hit on him, man. You get a chance football, you get a chance to hit the best player on the field, you try to put a hit on him. Let him know game on.
Yeah, definitely.
You know. And anyway, had a great weekend. She's an LSU fan. I'm a Bama fan. Legend is the best caller. I enjoy Larry, too, sometimes. And all the callers. There's a bunch of good callers. But, man, that old jealous Alabama hating beatnik.
Beatnik's
I'm
a
glad.
Good word.
Yeah, congratulations, Iman, on making the bowl game. And I hope you keep getting better and better, because when we kick your ass, it'll just mean more.
Thank you, Bees. Great to hear from you. Fantastic phone call. How about Eric in Arkansas? Hey, Eric.
What's going on, Mr. Ball?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to ask your opinion about Arkansas. Specifically, like, I wonder how come we can be successful in almost every other sport on campus, but football is just always like, make you want to pull your hair out. We just can't get a good team on the field. What is your opinion? Is it the budget that we have for NIL,
or
hasn't always existed, but what is it?
Because you're right. I mean, Arkansas can go out there and get basketball, baseball players. I really don't have a very good answer, because every time I go there, what I come away from thinking is this is the most unified fan base from a geographical standpoint. And you know what I mean by that.
Right.
You go to Tennessee or Alabama or Georgia, Florida, and it's fragmented. It's not fragmented
sure.
in Arkansas. Everybody's for the Hogs. And I don't think that is so important. And the leadership from the university, I mean, Hunter Yurecek is considered among the best athletic directors in America. And
mm-hmm.
it's a great school. I think bad coaching decisions over time have hurt the program. Pittman was not a classic choice by any means. He was a necessary choice, though, I think, because the program was so down emotionally that he helped
mm-hmm.
unify. The question is, can he change the narrative? And I think that's what Hunter probably
yeah.
right now is trying to figure out. Pittman has not offered anything on the football field this year to convince him that he can.
Sure. What do you think? Do you have any feeling on what ends up happening? Do we get rid of Pittman, or do we, Eric?
I'm not talking about Jimbo Fisher, but in a case like this, I'm sure at some point, I talked to an AD not that long ago, and I said, and his coach was in trouble. I said, what do you do? He said, I meet with the coach every Monday. We just talk, and we continually talk about assistant coaches. We talk about philosophy, and as the season wears on, we start looking ahead, and then as the season is about to be over or right after the season's over, I go in and say, what is your plan for next year? And that will help determine whether the coach remains. And I have a feeling that conversation has already occurred. And I
yeah.
think it would be incumbent on Sam Pittman to make a compelling argument that I can change things. I don't know. By the way, I don't
mm-hmm.
know how he does that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who's going to want to come here as a new OC if it could be potentially his – you know, Pittman's last season, if that
yeah,
OC didn't make a huge impact, you know, right away. So
everything
in
college athletics is about momentum, and there's no
yep.
momentum for this program. And we are now, I mean, the calendar, as we get closer to December, it's all about recruiting. It's all about the portal. And if you don't win December, it used to be February, you're done. You're not totally done. You have the portal window coming open again in winter and spring, but that may not be enough to save you.
Right. Right. Gotcha. Well, awesome, man. Well, you know, thank God for basketball season's all
yeah,
I can
no,
say.
No, that won't be a problem. Everything's in good shape.
Yeah.
I really felt the Arkansas, I mean, the Mississippi State game was bad. I felt like Sam went down to Arkansas, went down to Florida, got it back, but he threw it away against Auburn. He absolutely threw away some momentum. Let's check in with Hunter next in Tennessee. Hey, Hunter.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We are doing great.
All right, I got one question for you. Do you think Josh Heupel was calling the plays for Tennessee, or is it Joey Hazel?
I feel like he has turned some of that over. Now, I don't know what the chain of command is. I'll see him Saturday, so maybe I'll ask him. But I can't believe that he's not heavily involved in every call.
Yeah, I definitely agree. What do you think it's going to take for Tennessee to get back on track? I mean, after that big loss against Missouri.
I think they need a quick start, and you're going to hear this all weekend long, but you've been to that stadium. The most important thing is keeping that crowd in the game because the crowd can help. And if you map out the game, I mean, we had this stat earlier about Georgia, I think in five straight games has given up a touchdown in the first year. Tennessee has to score quickly, and they need their defense is good enough to make an impact. So I mean, I think it's the flow of the game. It can't get away from them. And one thing that just has driven me crazy watching Tennessee is Milton's decision making, and that's critical to keep them in the game. We're up against a break. Don't forget tomorrow live in Knoxville. We will be up there on the hill, and we can't wait to get there.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back to the show, and AJ is up next.
Fun fact for you, Feinbaum. Fun fact. Did you know that Kenny Rogers wrote a song years ago about Michigan Wolverines and Jim Harbaugh? You know what that song is, Paul?
I do not.
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when your ass is caught and you need to walk away. And that's exactly what they did. They knew they know they cheaters. Wife beaters and cheaters, that's all that's up north. Stay your ass up there. Stay your ass up there. Paul, let me ask you something. I'm beginning to wonder. I believe Legend might be one of them Israeli fighter jets. He turned this damn shit.
Kevin is up next in Georgia. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you for checking in.
Just had a few questions for you. I know your alma mater is Tennessee, and that is one of the most intimidating stadiums I've ever been in. And I went there for a Florida-Tennessee game and was still heckled as a Georgia fan. Just if we can manage to win that game, and then obviously we're already in the championship game. I know there's a lot with Michigan, Ohio State, and all that. Do you believe if we stay at number one or number two, whatever it is, and if they do happen to beat us, because I know we're 1-9 against them in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, do you think we would be out of the playoffs?
Very possibly. Now, if everything ended like it did today, yeah. I mean, if there are a bunch of undefeated teams, if that changes, it could help Georgia. But that would be, I think Seth Emerson made the point earlier, and he's right. Tennessee would, Georgia would be better to lose to Tennessee than to lose to Alabama.
Oh, absolutely. And then my other thought that I wanted to say was, I apologize to Squirrel, because I know he's a diehard Ole Miss fan. I did not think we were going to win that big, but I'm glad we did, and I respect his loyalty to Ole Miss, but it turned out in our favor, and, I mean, I just love the SEC, so.
Kevin, by the way, I think Squirrel's more an Alabama fan than Ole Miss, so you don't need to be too concerned. Tristian is up next. Hello, Tristan. Did not hear Tristan. How about Michael in Florida? Michael, thank you for the call. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, I wanted to comment on the Legend and I Man. Do you think you can arrange that with Dana? You probably have that kind of pool.
I think I could handle it.
I think I Man would snatch him whiskers off of Legend's face.
I think the key is I-Man's risk is what Legend tries. I think Legend might, at the beginning of the match, you know, play some Doobie Brothers and maybe leave a bong off the ring, and that might distract Legend. I mean, I-Man,
I might be able to speak Legend's language. I-Man probably put a pop knot on the side of his head big enough to tie off a boat anchor. He'd probably understand that.
But to do what I-Man does, I mean, he's a heating and air specialist. You've got to be fairly agile to be crawling through attics and crawl spaces. I mean, it's hard to put in that stuff. I don't know if Legend.
Absolutely.
I mean, Legend, I think, used to be an electrician, but I think I-Man may have the mobility though from all the places that he's had to crawl into.
I've seen duct work being done. That's not easy.
Oh, no. I can't imagine doing that.
And secondly, I would like to say that he shouldn't be calling out Ric Flair whenever Legend probably can't even spell Rolex, much less own one.
Well, Rick's got a few Rolexes. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Ric Flair's had a good week. People actually remember his name. Carl is up next in Georgia. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing well.
Long-time viewer, first-time caller. Just kind of had a quick statement about, you know, everybody's talking about weak schedules and all this, and Georgia's being bad, and Florida, Alabama fans are talking about it. But who's Alabama playing tomorrow?
They're playing Chattanooga.
Uh-huh. And, you know, so I think fans.
I think Chattanooga used to be part of the University of Tennessee
somebody
system.
Else.
I don't think they are anymore, but that mm-hmm. you can say that. I mean, Alabama doesn't have to apologize for its schedule. I mean, they played Texas, which is a top five team, top six team in the country.
True. But I think if every fan looked at their team's schedule, they could find at least one team that is not up to par for the standard as so many people want to call it, I guess.
Well, they could do that, but in terms of this, yeah, I mean, Georgia does not have a lot to stand on right now. I mean, by the way, neither does Michigan. I mean, Georgia's best non-conference game is Georgia Tech, which is extremely weak. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Joe in Red Bay, Alabama. Hello, Joe.
Roll Tyrone, Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? You hit the nail on the head about these weeks. I mean, Michigan and Georgia, especially Georgia out of conference. I mean, they don't, it's going to change. It's going to get for real for Georgia next year. That's for sure. For all of us, it's going to get more for real. But, you're right, Paul. It is, I did air conditioning for years. In fact, that's how I got injured was I was actually piping in some seafood cases. But, yeah, I paid duck work and crawled in these crawl spaces because I'm smaller fellow than I-Man is. You're going to get some nicks and cuts and stuff doing it. You know, if you do it long enough, you're going to have some injuries. And it ain't an easy job. It just takes practice, a few years.
Is that the toughest job you've ever had doing duck work?
No, I wouldn't say no, because duck work, that ain't nothing. I mean, it ain't nothing to cut out duck work and hang that. It's just, it's pretty easy. It's probably more difficult, working on, like, boilers and things like that than it is, doing duck work. Duck work ain't nothing to duck work. But,
I was in Memphis the other day going to Ole Miss or coming back. Right near the airport, they have the FedEx set up where they have the trains come in and unload all the merchandise. And then you ever seen these big, what do they call them, where they pick up the trucks and load the freight on there?
Train.
And, I mean, I think the toughest job is being that guy up there all day.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about way up. You know what I'm talking about, Joe?
Oh, yeah. See, that's my last job. We did mostly Walmarts and Sam's Clubs. You know, we'd go in and change a whole, like 20, 34, 36 units in one day on the roof.
When I first got married, my wife belonged to Sam's Club, and I thought we were like an exclusive club or something.
It is.
I used to go over to Sam's Club, and I kind of put my chest out like, hey, I'm a member.
Hey, they got a good day.
Do they even have Sam's Clubs anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Jamari said there's one 2 miles from here. I'm heading there right now because I'm probably still a member. We'll be right back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
David is up next in New Jersey. Hello, David.
Hi, Paul. I watch the show all the time and enjoy it very much.
Thank you so much.
Paul, the reason I'm calling is, am I supposed to believe this baloney story coming out of the Big Ten that Michigan and Harbaugh, they knew nothing about what Stallions was doing? I'm supposed to believe this nonsense? Are you kidding me? This is a cover-up. This is one of the biggest sports cover-up I've ever seen in my life. The whole story being spun by the Big Ten is absolutely baloney. It's incomprehensible. Stallions has nothing better to do, so he hops on a plane, whenever he feels like it, goes to the opponents of Michigan, he stays in a motel, then he records the signals, then he comes home, and nobody knows about it.
And David, how about this?
When he's not there working for Michigan, nobody says, hey, where's Stallions today? Nobody knows anything.
Here to me is a smoking gun in reverse. He never filed on his expense account for any of these trips. So what does that tell you?
Right, but Paul, there should be an investigation of the investigation. This is a cover-up. This is a disgrace beyond belief.
I understand what you're saying, but this is the way big-time athletics operates. And
Paul, somebody's got to do something about it because you know what? Well, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Mostly it is for show. And I mean, the Big Ten took a stand. Michigan tried to bully them. It didn't work. And then, I mean, anytime you're in a lawsuit or litigation, you try to work it out. Everybody looks good. And they found a narrow path for Michigan to get out of this without any blood. Now, they would have been bludgeoned had they gone into this hearing tomorrow. They're not going. And they'll probably be bludgeoned 3 years from now when Harbaugh's long gone and nobody will care.
Well, I think people are going to care because I can see it now with the Big Ten championship game when people all over the stadium were holding up the sign cheater. Or I can see it at the college football championships perhaps when Michigan's maybe playing and people in the stands are holding up the sign cheater. It's a disgrace.
Well, by the way, David, you're right about that.
It's a disgrace. Paul, I don't know what to tell you. It seems to be what's going on in America all over the place. I mean, nobody's taking a stand saying this is wrong.
Well, David, I think the issue when you get outside of sports is that we have been inoculated to all of this. It doesn't matter what side you're on. It really doesn't. Both sides are terrible. And it's now in the sports world. And this is the biggest story of the year in college sports. And tomorrow, everybody's saying win-win. Let's move on. After all, it is going. The games are on Saturday, aren't they? Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Kevin is up next. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
We are doing great.
I'm a transplant from Long Island down to Northwest Alabama.
Oh my goodness!
College football season is by far my favorite time of the year. My youngest daughter just got me tickets for the Iron Bowl.
Oh, man.
I don't know what to expect when I get down to Jordan Hare.
Kevin, where on the island did you live?
Just central Long Island in Smithtown.
Okay, got it.
And my older daughter went to Ohio State, so I've been to Ohio State, Michigan. I wanted to know what I can expect getting to Jordan Hare. And then
you're in for what I think is the greatest rivalry in college football. Now, Michigan, Ohio State fans will argue, but I'm not wasting time arguing with them. Jordan-Hare Stadium is one of the most exciting places to go to a game. You live where in Alabama now?
Killen. Right outside Florence, Muscle Shoals.
Okay, so you're up in the northwest corner of the state. Well, right. you will have a good time. I mean, the crowd down there will be as loud and as passionate as anything you've ever seen. I don't know if you here's what I would recommend. Do you know much about the rivalry?
Sure do.
Okay. Have you seen the movie the documentary Roll Tide, War Eagle?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, then I don't need to tell you another thing.
No, I just don't want to see Harvey Updike.
I mean, once you've seen that, you don't need to read any more books. You have gotten the best of the rivalry and the worst. And we will see you tomorrow in Knoxville.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.